directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com, that's SeattleSutton.com, or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control.
You've heard of baseball.
Love it.
You've heard of 360 IRA.
Hey, wait a minute. A 360 ERA is a terrible number for a pitcher.
No, not ERA. IRA, as in 360 IRA. You know, the people who remind you that living without thinking of what's going to happen when you retire would be more than a swing and a miss, because what are you going to do when you reach retirement age and have no money? Even if you think you're doing fine with investments, it's a good idea to get and understand your personal risk score by going to 360riskreport.com.
And get my ERA average?
IRA, as in 360 IRA. While at 360riskreport.com, you'll answer 11 different questions and get your free personalized risk score. You can also call Jeremy North at 844-4360-IRA.
That's 844-4360-ERA.
No, 844-4360-IRA. Hit the home run of your life with St. Louis's trusted investment advisory firm.
360-IRA.
You got it.
Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring, and independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name, Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at SoundHealthServices.com. SoundHealthServices.com.
Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis. Encore tastefully displays upscale furnishings that are worthy of a repeat performance. The inventory is constantly changing and consists of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There is something for everyone at Encore Consignment Gallery in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net.
Carl Gentile, Robert Herman, Bobby Kehoe, Denny Long, Jack McKenzie, Pat McBride, Val Pelizzaro, Steve Petcher, Pete Sorber, Al Trost, Denny Vaniger, and Lou Fuse Jr. will be honored May the 5th at the first Legends of Soccer, brought to you by KTRS, Worldwide Technology, and the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Tickets for the buffet and program are $75, table $750. Call 618-558-4861, online at STLSHOF.com.
Hi, Frank. You folks who are baby boomers, you remember when we were kids, the size of the kitchens in our houses? And I think I'm speaking for most people except maybe rich kids. Tiny. I mean, tiny. There was no center island. What was that? Nobody had that. Nobody had double sinks. We didn't have a dishwasher. Things have changed. Even the most, I guess I should say an average priced home now has a pretty nice kitchen. Kitchen is a big deal, a big part of the home. And nice bathrooms are important. If you told me as a kid, hey, someday they'll put in tubs with jets in there and the bubbles, and what are you talking about? Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. This is the company you want to talk to if you're considering remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. They don't care if you talk to 10 people. You know why? Because they are pretty sure they're going to win. They're going to win your trust. They're going to win your business. Because when you compare their process and what you get for the money with them, not that they're cheap. They don't work cheap. They work right. They're perfectionists. I think that's who you'll go with. That's what happened with us. Thompson Price. Please make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you deal with when you're going to completely remodel a kitchen or bathroom. Check out their showroom. They'd love to have you come by. It's in DePere, less than half mile east of 270, right next to McAllister's Deli. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
ELO, turn to snow.
Two down and one to go on a Monday. Scott Sherman in for Frank on the large morning show in the afternoon. That was Dan Strauss correctly getting the song played by Ian Geis. For all of you just off work, welcome in. We had Bill Cleveland, you missed that. Jose, you missed that. Londoff, you missed that. We had the chief of Wright City. They should skip work.
May I ask you?
Go home at 3.
You missed that.
Missed that. But here's what you haven't missed. You haven't missed Mike Evans coming up. And we have extended our Burke segment into this third hour because we had so much fun.
Yeah.
And we never closed the vault. So, Ian.
Yes. Right here.
I ask you, do you have anything to say?
I do. Thank you very much. First thing, I saw this story today and immediately thought of Dan Strauss, so I thought I had to share it. The question this article asks is, whatever happened to white dog poop?
Oh.
Does anyone remember white dog poop?
Yes.
I've seen it.
We do. Because but have you seen any lately?
No.
I thought that was just what happened to dog poop if it sat on the lawn. It just turned
there.
White.
It, yeah, you it would sits think so. There for a while. It turns white. But you know what? There
now
are
that
laws
you think about
now.
It, you,
like turn to
what?
Stone.
There are laws now that have people pick that their dog poop up so you don't see the
that's
white dog
That's one
poop
reason
anymore.
Why.
So there's not as much poop to see.
Yeah.
But have
nitrates,
you seen any,
nitrites in the food? Is that?
Oh.
It turns out diet is the defining factor.
Wow.
Back in the day, meat and bones were used to comprise a large part of the domestic dog's diet. As a result, it was rich in calcium, the
Whoa.
Waste. And after a few days, water and organic components evaporated, and what remained became dry, hard, and turned white with calcium.
Yeah.
But nowadays, the food is used, you know, they're using all kinds of different stuff with food now. I don't even think they put bone meal or any thing in it. Yeah, so even if you will see some left out somewhere, somebody didn't pick it up, it will not be white, according to this article right here.
Have you been in a pet food store recently? You guys have dogs?
We have two cats. I've been in a store, yes.
Have you seen the variety of pet food that they have?
Oh, it's insane.
Yes. For a long while.
Have you heard about this?
For a long while, we were having to buy... We still are, but I'm not buying the prescription food anymore. We were having to buy prescription food for our cat.
They have food for dogs now that's in a refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a tube of ground beef.
It looks better than my refrigerator.
Yes, I know.
I was ready to take some of it home and make burgers out of it.
Yeah, but some of that dog food and cat food is really expensive.
Good? Oh,
I think it's delicious.
It sounded like you were going to say. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That prescription stuff was. It was, oh, my goodness. For the biggest bag, it was like almost $70.
Wow.
Man.
And the one cat was supposed to eat it, but of course, when you have two cats, how do you give them both two different kinds of food? And so the other cat was getting the expensive stuff as well. So.
Man.
Did the vet that prescribed it also sell it?
Yes. Yes. It was it was the pet store that had the vet inside the store.
Well, I did that too with my old Shih Tzu. And, you know, at that point, I'm like, of course, I'm going to get her. The prescription.
What color was your old Shih Tzu?
She was black and white.
Oh, okay. I was going back to our story before.
Right there. Story. Not quite as white as she once was.
Next thing I have, we went to the Earth Day Festival. Anyone else? Over the weekend? Did you know it was Earth Day?
I knew it was Earth Day on Saturday because we played Saturday night, and we mentioned it was Earth Day. Being the Seventh Planet band, we take every opportunity to use, like, for Earth Day, for, like, the solar eclipse coming up in August. We're playing at a festival for that, so we take every opportunity
to planetary references. Yeah.
That's very, very conscientious of you.
Yes.
Planet-based things.
How was it?
A quick aside. Yeah. It was Earth Day over the weekend. The playoff game on Saturday, there were multiple people online that were complaining that NBC was biased towards the Minnesota Wild because the NBC logo was green.
Oh.
The peacock was totally green. So there were several people online on some of the blues groups that were talking about how they were biased towards people had to keep going, it's Earth Day.
It's Earth Day.
It's because it's Earth Day.
Yeah.
So we went to the Earth Day Festival. I love going, mostly for people watching. That usually draws a more unique crowd.
Was it at Forest Park?
It was at Forest Park, right in front of the Muni.
A lot of, say, patchouli oil in the air.
Yes.
Maybe people haven't had a bath in a while.
There was some of that. In the early years, I'm not sure how long they've been doing this in Forest Park, but the early years that we went, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, it wasn't as big as it was, and it was strictly green and earth-related businesses there. But now it's become like any other festival where there are siding companies there, and it's become one of those things where
corporate
it's just,
Earth
if
Day.
You have a yes, if you have a booth, show up. There was a guy that
I sell solar panels.
There was a guy that had karaoke in his van.
All
he
right,
would go sit inside his van and sing karaoke.
Was there any? Was there any holdovers from the 420 celebration?
Oh, there could have been. Maybe some
air
mixes of the crowd there.
Yeah, because 420 and Earth Day kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, it should be on the same day, maybe.
It's from the Earth, man.
That's right, dude.
We're killing the planet.
So they had
a water bottle.
They had a couple music stages.
Yeah.
So after we got something to eat, we walked around for a bit. We decided to sit down in some shade in front of one of the stages.
Have you said where this was yet?
Forest Park.
I missed that.
Yeah, Forest Park. In front of the Muni. And we were getting ready. I guess a band was getting ready to start. And we saw this person setting up. They had a suitcase. This person was wearing a tutu. a very loud outfit. And
no,
what
was it? Baton Bob?
No,
oh
no, but very similar vein there.
Flamboyant,
the Dance of Life dancer.
Oh,
Dance of Life.
That's
dancer.
What I found out later. I didn't know this person had a following. I didn't know this person was apparently as big as they were, but because a couple people. I put the video. I filmed the Dance of Life dancer. I'll put it on our Facebook page shortly.
Was it a guy?
It turns out later it was.
Oh. How did you confirm this?
Well, there are articles about this person online. You can find out.
It wasn't readily apparent that she or he...
How is he?
Not, I mean, it took...
Is this a Caitlyn situation, or is this just... anthropomorphic androgyny.
A Mama June situation where it was
so big it's hard to know.
Yeah, it was tough to tell.
Mama June.
Yes. But so yeah, that was our Earth Day experience. It was fun. It was nice weather. So
well, Ian. Speaking of of Earth Day, you know the big thing about Earth Day, they want people's carbon footprint to be lower. They don't want you to use the fossil fuel,
right?
So wouldn't you have to buy smaller shoes then?
Yes.
Hey,
can you tell me where you went on vacation? So this is sort of the opposite end of the spectrum. On Friday, which constitutes the weekend, I took my girlfriend's 6-year-old, who was awarded, we're proud of this, he was awarded by his kindergarten, not his classmates, but the other two kindergarten classes, the award for the most helpful kid in kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah, so figured...
That's pretty cool.
He's always extorting wrestling figurines and wrestling dolls. Well, okay.
He does something well.
He's going to... This one he gets. So it took him Friday. I took him out to Walmart to buy some wrestling figurines, and they had... He has like 300 of them, and they happen to have people that he didn't have yet.
Wow.
Crazy. I don't even know they had that many wrestlers, but... Coming back out of the parking lot, we saw somebody that we know. We don't know him personally, but we know of him. And I've mentioned it on the show, and I'll mention it again. It's a guy that carries around a gas can with him, a red gas can, asking people for money, apparently so he can go fill up his gas can and fill up his imaginary, I suppose it's imaginary car. Because
really?
Not only did I see him in Walmart in the parking lot, but a week before I saw him in Target in the parking lot over there in Brentwood, and then about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I saw him at a QT in the parking lot where I offered to buy him a gallon of gas if he would go stand at pump 7 and get away from me, and he said, oh no, I have gas. What I need is money for the bus so my gas and I can go back
to
my
car. Well, yeah.
And I said, well, wait a minute.
That gas in his can isn't going to get him there.
Well, no. Well, first of all, a gas in a can is a bomb. All you have to do is add some sort of ignition device. You can't take a gas can onto a bus.
I wouldn't think so.
And I'm using too much logic with the guy because he really is the gas can con man.
I have gas. What I need is a car.
What I need is money for the bus. So I saw him and he walks up to us and he goes, hey, man. I go, hey, I already know this con job and I got to hand it to you. Your hustle is one of the best hustles in town.
But the bus driver is not going to allow a guy with gas in a gas can to get on the bus.
Any more than he's letting a guy with an AR-15 and a bandolero through him of bullets coming on the bus.
Yeah.
Or with grenades all over the place.
Yeah.
But the people were actually stopping after we were getting in the car and giving this guy money. So... I guess this is a public service announcement or anything else. The guy with the red gas can, either sort of in Maplewood or Brentwood or any gas station up and down Page, he doesn't really need any money for gas.
No.
And he probably doesn't really need any money at all.
No.
So that's that.
Yeah. If he does get money, it probably will.
That's anti-Earth Day.
For nefarious things. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, you were telling me that story before the show, and I mentioned to you that I had an experience, and it was interesting to me because I've been asked, approached for change money before, but I was at a business in Maplewood too, surprisingly, and this person came up to me. This person is not the same race as I am. They come up to me and ask for money, and I say, no, I'm sorry, I don't have any change or whatever, and then a couple... The same race as the person that asked me for the money, he lets them walk right by.
Ah.
So it's almost like a reverse
discrimination.
Yeah, reverse discrimination where I look like somebody that would give him money, but he decided to let those other people on their way and not harass them.
He probably figures that they know that con game, and he's not going to get screamed at or hit over the head in the purse like Aunt Esther would do to Fred Sanford.
He didn't know that I know the con game, too, and there's no way I'm giving...
Well, you're way more sophisticated. And see,
that's
now,
true.
For all the folks out there, now you know, it's not just the guy with the gas can. It's all these people. They're not using it for... what they said.
Oh, for a while down in South City where we live, there were a couple scams going on. They would find you in a parking lot and they would notice maybe a scratch or a dent on your bumper. And usually they would try to find a woman getting to her car either with kids or with bags of groceries. And they go, hey, I can fix that real quick for you. And even though you say, no, that's okay, they start putting like putty and stuff on there.
Like a squeegee guy.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. And essentially saying, no, I've already done work. You owe me money now. And they would essentially corner them. And
That's not a contract.
No.
That's not a
little.
That's not a thing.
A little putty mud on the bumper there. That's not a finished job.
And I know one thing. Dan, did you?
No. Huh? Oh. Go ahead.
Ian asked me last week about this. That guy that killed himself, that football player.
Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez. He asked me a little bit about an obscure
Right. I heard last week that with the way him dead now, his verdict may be able to be pushed aside, where the money that the Patriots got out of having to pay him, because after he was convicted, that money may be up in the air again, where it could go to his estate or could go to the estate of the family of the man he, quote-unquote, allegedly...
Killed.
So I looked that up, and sure enough, that's a real thing. Not just in Massachusetts, the Commonwealth, the state of Massachusetts, but in most states and in the federal system, there is a doctrine called... Is everybody ready for some Latin on Monday?
Oh, sure.
It's called abatement ab initio, which just means sort of erased at the beginning, where if you are a criminal defendant and you are convicted of a crime, you have certain appeal rights. Those are called direct appeal rights, like, you know, guilty, I'm appealing, you lose. I'm appealing to the Supreme Court of the state, you lose. I'm appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. So as you go up the chain of those appeals, if you die... Most of the states adhere to this old common law doctrine of abatement ab initio, which not only would they stop the appeal because you're dead, but they would go back and vacate or get rid of the entire thing, including the indictment. So someone who is convicted of murder, like this Aaron Hernandez,
right,
and then dies before the end of their appeals, there is a good chance that a motion could be made and their entire thing could be wiped out. Like, they're not guilty because the whole thing is wiped out. And the reason that they give for that in these court proceedings, in these court cases, is, well, it's not really over until the appeals are over, and now the guy's dead, so it's possible that he could have been acquitted, so he's out, even if he's in prison.
Oh.
Now, it runs into a lot of strange sort of possible scenarios, and Massachusetts hasn't had that many of them, but there have been some cases where not only has the person been convicted, but they've started to pay restitution. They've been ordered to pay restitution, and they start to pay it. The question is, what happens to the money if they die in that period? Now, the conviction and the indictment, whatever, is all wiped out, but the money that's already been paid as part of their restitution order, does that go back to the dead person's estate? And that's kind of the question in Aaron Hernandez. And I'll say it like this, as best I can. I don't want to get into too many different kinds of cases. In his case, based on Massachusetts law, which is where this all happened, right? All his convictions.
Right.
The indictment and the conviction can be set aside, but the facts can't be. So if there's a wrongful death suit that's filed by his victim's family against Aaron Hernandez's estate now, they can still use all the facts that were presented or that came out of the trial, but they can't just take that conviction stamp and say, okay, he was guilty stamp, so therefore he's liable. So it does seem strange, because the idea of some of these victim rights laws, especially the federal victims' rights law, is to compensate the victims for the acts of the criminals. And it seems like it gets the criminal out of this mess by dying.
So is the family going to still receive money from his estate or anything?
I think that if you follow the law here, I don't know that Aaron Hernandez paid one dime in restitution at all, but the family would still have the right to bring a lawful death, a wrongful death civil suit against Aaron Hernandez's estate for what he did to this victim. Good luck catching the money, but some of the money may flow back to that estate. There is one state which has an interesting perspective on it, and that's the neighboring state of Pennsylvania from Massachusetts. They allow this abatement ab initio, but not if you commit suicide. Because
really?
They say in their court, Supreme Court, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, that's their way of getting out of the whole thing too easily.
Mm-hmm.
So if you die from cancer or something in jail or old age or whatever, you can get this abatement, but if you kill yourself, you can't. Massachusetts doesn't adopt that. But that Aaron Hernandez thing is a real thing, and he's garbage, so whatever.
And he's dead. And he's dead. Now we're going to lighten things up a little bit and turn it over to the cheery Tim Wiley.
I thought
Wiley.
That was light.
Yeah, really.
Turn it over to the cheery Tim Wiley. He can tell you where the problem spots or the good spots are in traffic. Well, think positive.
Actually, yeah, think positive. Things are getting better, though. You have southbound 270 now. It's slowing as you approach Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Well, I'll tell you where it is really bad, though. It's southbound Hanley. That's jammed up solid. I don't know if we have signal problems or if it's just regular volume. From Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40, southbound 170 is Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 now is Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're traveling westbound 70, a little heavy around Jennings Station, slow from 170 through Lindbergh. It looks like they've cleared the incident that was on eastbound 270 at 111. Everything's running well there. And on westbound 364, you're a little bit sluggish between the Maryland Heights Expressway out past the Veterans Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hey, this is John Goodman. I spend most of my time away from my home here in St. Louis, but I found a terrific way to keep up with what's happening. I tap the app, the KTRS app that I downloaded to my phone to get me connected to what's happening in town. For me, it's a little bit of home.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
Get in now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Hey, Cardinals fans, a great weekend of giveaways is coming up against the Cincinnati Reds. April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Friday, it's the Bruce Sutter Garden Gnome. Saturday, the Carlos Martinez and Matt Carpenter Double Bobblehead, presented by SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Sunday is the Powerade and Shop and Save Carlos Martinez Kids Home White Jersey. It's the weekend of April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
That's a winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Hey fans, this is Adam Wainwright, and I know a thing or two about closing out a World Series. The final out of the 1982 World Series was delivered by Hall of Famer Bruce Sutter. On Friday, April 28th, we face the Reds, and it's the Bruce Sutter Garden Gnome Giveaway. 30,000 fans, 16 and older, take home the Garden Gnome. You've seen these in the past, and now add Hall of Famer Bruce Sutter to your collection. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you a guy over 40 who can't stay in shape? That's because your body has less free testosterone, which can knock any guy off his game. Even five-time All-Star Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
Once I hit 40, I wasn't feeling like an All-Star anymore. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. So I got back into the game with Nugenix.
Award-winning Nugenix is GNC's number one selling free testosterone booster, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting ALL to 42424.
I'm back on top of my game, thanks to Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger, leaner, with a lot more energy and drive. And guys, it'll be a big hit with her too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ALL to 42424. That's ALL to 42424.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor. doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider with an important message from the beautiful city about using single-stream recycle totes at your house. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than the county, state, and constitution, so we inherited a responsibility to set a good example of citizenship, like conserving resources and protecting the environment for future generations, the grandchildren. Florissant was awarded a grant from St. Louis County Department of Public Health to use some landfill surcharge funds to promote single-stream recycling by increasing awareness and usage of those special curbside totes to reduce unnecessary dumping in landfills and to recycle renewables. We need your help to reduce the costly overuse of landfills. It's easy and could lower trash bills. Paper, plastic, glass, and metals can go into the same recycle tote and everything else goes into garbage. Florissant residents can obtain free recycle totes and delivery from our health department. Check FlorissantMo.com. If you're not a lucky Florissant resident, then call your city or county to get your recycle tote today.
Nearly 80 years ago, Midwest Floor opened its doors for the first time with one goal in mind: to supply the St. Louis area with the finest quality flooring and craftsmanship available. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor, and it is my pledge to the St. Louis area to continue that policy by providing you with a comfortable shopping experience from the most knowledgeable sales staff anywhere, along with expert union craftsmen to install your floor. Karastan Carpet, with the same reputation for quality, is offering up to $1,000 in rebates on every carpet in their prestigious line. This month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings, plus up to a $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Barrenmuir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Barrenmuir Glass and Door. Barrenmuir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barrenmuir Glass and Door can't be beat.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hi there, it's Frank. For 44 years, I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. And what I find interesting, even though I understand it, it's still interesting to me that there are people who doubt me when I say this will be the place you didn't think existed. You will never again be afraid to go to the dentist or dread an appointment or have anxiety or the stomachache. There are people that think that's impossible. It's not impossible. Now, over the last 44 years, I could have gone anywhere I wanted. I got pretty good dental insurance, so it's not about money. I could go anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere else. I didn't have Ballast Dental Care my whole life. There was a time 45 years ago when I guess I went somewhere else, but I don't even remember it. All I remember was I didn't like going, and I dreaded appointments too. Let's do this. Here's how you can here's how you can decide whether or not what I'm saying is true or not. Make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. You got to be due for a cleaning and just a standard checkup at some point in the near future. So just make it there. Go there one time, and then you tell me if everything I've said is not true, and you'll see that it is. You will never again dread an appointment. Ballast Dental Care, they love to take you as a new patient. They will get you in because you are special. You're AM and the PM. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Best restaurant in St. Louis and the Smokehouse Market next door. Annie Guns bring you my favorite segment on this show. Back to Southern California from his trip to New York, Brooklyn in particular. Welcome back, Mr. Mike Evans.
Scotty, what up, little Scotty boy?
How you doing, brother?
Pac-Quiz question today. Who is the best celebrity chess player? Now, all of these people who play chess and they're pretty good, but who is the best? Woody Harrelson, Woody Allen, Nick Cage, Sir Anthony Hopkins. The Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, is investigating Kim Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian and LeBron James and Rihanna and Michael Phelps for payola using YouTube and Snapchat and other social outlets to plug various products and services in return for as much as $500,000 without declaring it as income. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing it for years. That could go, people could go to jail for that kind of thing.
Yep, Kardashians start with them.
How much more money do you need, especially somebody like LeBron? I mean,
well,
they need
to get some more money to Kardashians to get the ACE reduction surgery.
Reduction? They want to pump those up more.
Come on, man. Odds and ends, Michael Jackson's 15-year-old son, Blanket, who, of course, was once held out a fourth-story window by Michael. But he lives a very odd life. You almost feel sorry for him. He's chauffeured to Buckley School every day. After school, he's then chauffeured to a two-hour martial arts class that he loves. Then he's chauffeured to his home, his dad's home, 9 bedrooms, 11-bathroom house. Immediately goes upstairs and plays video games until they bring him dinner. He doesn't eat with anybody. He shares the house with a chef, 3 maids, 5 security guards, a butler. No relatives live with Blanket. He's all by himself.
Wow.
That's kind of sad.
It is.
Yeah.
Sad. Old news regarding Bill O'Reilly's recent demise. There have been stories of his sexual misbehavior for years and years, so I guess we knew it was coming. No excuses. However!
And there's always a however in life.
I remember another guy who settled several sexual harassment charges with large amounts of cash and kept his job. I did not have sexual relations with that Paula Jones or Jennifer Flowers or that Ann Jackson. I've never had sex with them at all. He kept his job.
Yeah.
By the way, Tucker Carlson will take on Bill O'Reilly's time slot starting tonight. His first guest will be Caitlyn Jenner talking about politics.
Well, interesting. Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that Caitlyn says we should do, I'll just blindly follow.
Oh, I'm with you.
Ralph Lauren's store on 56th and 5th Avenue, New York, noticed it was closed. It's a huge, huge, huge store. However,
and there's always a however in life,
they have to pay $70,000 a day lease.
Oh.
A day. Oh. Until the lease expires in September.
Wow.
70 G a day. Shocking. Disgusting. Regurgitating. Next to the Virgin Mary candles that you see in some stores with Mother Teresa's photo. Now there's another Virgin Mary candle that's on the shelves with porn skank Kim Kardashian's photo on it.
Yeah. She is a disgusting...
Oh, she's going straight to hell. You know she is. $18. And she's wearing this blouse with about 4 buttons unbuttoned in the front.
Yeah.
New York Post headline, above the story that Congress has subpoenaed United Airlines executives regarding that passenger forcibly removed from that flight 2 weeks ago. New York Post headline screams, House panel to drag United executives down the aisle.
That's good.
Kind of like that. And finally, who's the best chess player of them all? Is it Woody Harrelson, Woody Allen, Nick Cage, Sir Anthony Hopkins?
Wow. I'll say Woody Harrelson.
I'll say Sir Anthony.
I'm going to join Dan with Woody Harrelson.
Plays sometimes 10, 12 hours a day, 4 or 5 days, 6 days a week in Maui when they're not surfing together and smoking pot together with his buddy Willie Nelson.
There you go.
It is Woody Harrelson.
Yes.
Oh. I'm not giving up my bag and my bean.
Outstanding. Welcome back home, Mike, and everybody, a great night.
Now, apparently,
Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market.
I heard that Woody Harrelson has stopped smoking.
Yeah,
pot.
I heard that too. No more wacky tobacco.
Yeah,
has
no
he stopped
more.
Smoking it, or is that a
no? No, he said he stopped all of it.
Yeah, completely stopped, because I saw something about Willie Nelson, and they were talking about he gets together with Woody Harrelson all the time in when they're in Maui or in Hawaii or whatever, and they said that Woody has sworn off of it now. And said he's not doing it anymore.
I hope he keeps up his advocacy for the legalization, or certainly decriminalization, because I think the best combination is when somebody advocates for something but doesn't partake in it, so it doesn't seem so self-absorbed and narcissistic.
Yeah.
So that's really, I think, what I hope that he does now.
Yeah.
It ain't good for you. I don't care what they say. But if you need it, you should be able to use it.
And there are some things I've seen where it works really well medicinally for people.
That's absolutely right.
And works well for some people that just recreationally.
Yeah. All right, before we say
goodbye,
I just
want to forget who you are for a little while.
Yeah. One more check of traffic.
Yeah, we'll do a final check on traffic this afternoon. And here he is, the man of the hour, Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Well, things have thinned out completely up in North County on eastbound 270. Same thing on westbound 70 from downtown all the way out to Wentzville. Looks great. Southbound 270 still a bit slow from Ladue down through Highway 44. Westbound 44 still slowing from Hampton out through Shrewsbury. Eastbound 40, that's heavy Union Station to the Poplar. Westbound 40 is probably the worst. You have bumper-to-bumper traffic from, it looks like, Grand out through McCausland. And then just a little bit heavy out by Lake St. Louis Boulevard. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HB Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HB products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HB Ink at stores or staples.com/HP month. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hurry into Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And late night happy hour, 9 p.m. to close. Draft beer starting at just $2. Wings, beer, sports.
Tune into We're Having a Senior Moment, hosted by Sean Rimmerman and Ryan Raphael, every Sunday morning at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS. KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you. On the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, I had a blast today, and thanks to Frank for letting me sit in today and last Thursday. He'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, thanks to all of our great guests today, Mike Evans, Bill Cleveland, Jose, John Londa for the regular spots, and Matt Eskew, the chief of the Wright City Police Department. Yeah. Thanks to Dan and Ian for not making too much fun of me, at least until I leave. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. He's laughing because it's true. Have a safe rest of the night, and I'll see you again, if not before, on Thursday. This is the Large Morning Show on the Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I was very shocked. I didn't think that that would ever happen here in the community.
An Illinois community reeling from the death of a student in a weekend fight. How it happened and the person in custody tonight.
A deadly shooting at a convenience store in South St. Louis. How the suspect ended up dead and the clerk in the hospital.
Ride-sharing companies are now free to operate across Missouri. How quickly they're expanding their operations.
It's the first birth of its kind in the world, and it happened here at the Endangered Wolf Center. We'll take you inside to meet the new pup.
First on Fox, the dream of a Clinton County, Illinois high school senior to graduate and attend college is shattered by another student who authorities say struck him. Good evening, I'm Sandy Miller.